Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Since the prices of gold and silver recently reached their lowest levels in more than 5 years, you would tend to think that indicates a glut of supply, a decline in demand, or both. Neither of these conditions apply. The prices of precious metals are not set only on the basis of trading in physical metals. Instead, prices are dominated by the trading of paper contracts for future delivery in commodity markets such as the New York COMEX and the London Bullion Market. For some time, there have been massive quantities of paper contracts sold promising future delivery of gold and silver. Every time the price threatens to jump, more paper contracts are dumped on the market to suppress prices. These sellers are invariably primary trading partners of the U.S. government. Over the past several weeks, dealers such as Liberty Coin Service have been besieged by customers wanting to purchase physical gold and silver. Demand is so strong that most customers for bullion-priced silver coins and ingots are having to wait 4 to 6 weeks after payment for their goods to be manufactured and delivered. In July, the U.S. Mint sold a near all-time record quantity of its 1-ounce silver eagle dollars. The Royal Canadian Mint did set a 1-month record for the most 1-ounce silver maple leafs it manufactured. My London sources tell me there is no physical silver available in quantity. This is a time of year when manufacturers buy gold and silver to fabricate jewelry for holiday season sales. If these companies have to wait too long to receive their raw materials, they may not be able to fulfill orders from retailers. In late 2008, when gold and silver prices dropped significantly, it took as long as 4 months to receive physical metal once it was paid for. We could be heading in that direction again, or maybe even worse. When the vaults are empty, you might not be able to buy any precious metals, no matter how high the price. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.